Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 3rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Defining an optimal result of transcatheter tricuspid valve intervention. Results from the TRIQOL study. Recent randomized trials demonstrated that transcatheter tricuspid valve interventions improve symptoms, function, and quality of life for patients with severe tricuspid regurgitation. These trials showed that the extent of health status improvement correlates directly with the degree of tricuspid regurgitation reduction. This finding establishes a crucial link between procedural success and patient-reported outcomes for this patient population. Article number 2. Hidden structure of care coordination in heart failure care transitions, a mixed method network analysis of clinical notes. Patients with heart failure, particularly those of lower socioeconomic position, exhibit vulnerability to adverse outcomes resulting from care fragmentation. Care coordination effectively mitigates this care fragmentation, improving patient safety and efficacy. This highlights the critical importance of comprehensive clinician networks to enhance patient outcomes during heart failure care transitions. Article number 3. Acute results of the ASCEND EV study. A new modality of parasternal extravascular implantable cardioverter defibrillator therapy, including anti-tachycardia pacing. The AIDACOR parasternal extravascular implantable cardioverter defibrillator system provides defibrillation and anti-tachycardia pacing therapy from outside the heart. This new modality utilizes an extravascular lead positioned along the left parasternum, designed to overcome limitations of existing implantable cardioverter defibrillators. The ASCEND E5 study introduced this novel system for patients with class 1 or 2A indications for implantable cardioverter defibrillators, focusing on demonstrating the system's implant success, acute performance, and 30-day safety. Article number 4. Cardiac magnetic resonance to evaluate three-dimensional ventricular substrate depth. Prognostic implications for ventricular tachycardia ablation approach. Substrate-based catheter ablation demonstrates effectiveness for scar-related ventricular tachycardia. Cardiac magnetic resonance is a valuable tool for assessing the arrhythmic substrate, thereby guiding ablation strategies. The study found that understanding three-dimensional ventricular substrate depth via cardiac magnetic resonance has prognostic implications for selecting the optimal ventricular tachycardia ablation approach. This approach can inform the decision for endoepicardial access, which may be needed for epicardial ventricular tachycardia despite higher risks. Article number 5. Drug-coated balloon venoplasty for symptomatic lead-related venous stenosis. Lead-related venous stenosis is observed in up to 35% of patients with cardiac implantable electronic devices. While most cases are asymptomatic, progressive stenosis causes symptomatic venous obstruction and edema, often proving refractory to anticoagulation therapy. Traditional percutaneous balloon venoplasty offers only transient symptomatic relief due to high recurrence rates when transvenous leads remain implanted. Drug-coated balloon venoplasty addresses these limitations by inhibiting intimal hyperplasia, a mechanism designed to improve long-term patency. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.